Among the signs of the season can be found in northern Alaska right about this time, where the sun is nearly always out and the summer wipes out the nighttime. In northern Alaska, native Inupiaq communities are getting back to the land, in this case, the ocean and the whales.
But that's my tradition. That's my culture, to go whaling, to feed the community. It's not just for ourselves, the whalers. It's for the whole community.
Whaling festivals are in full swing right now, a celebration of abundance and a delicate relationship with nature that has persisted for thousands of years.
It's a joy to feed the whole community. That's the main thing that gives us joy. We get the whale, we feed the whole community from that whale.
That's the voice of Walter Akpik, who spoke with our next guest, Ann Hillman, a contributor to the Alaska Public Radio Network. You've been visiting these whaling festivals. Tell us a little bit about Walter.
So Walter is an elder who lives in Barrow, and his family has always been a whaling family, and his wife's family has always been whaling families. And so he's been on cruise for years, though he's a little old to do it now. And he spoke to me kind of about the whole process and what it really means to go whaling and why it's important to them.
And is that tradition passed to everyone in the community, or is the elder just sort of holding up the fort on something that's really passing away?
Not at all passing away. It's all the people who go out now are a bit younger because it is a lot of hard work. And the whaling crews are the people who go out in the boats and the people who drag the whale back up onto the ice. And then the people who go to the festivals and they serve the whale to the community. And so when I was at Nalakatuk in Barrow a couple of days ago, I was actually talking to a whole group of kids and they were just raring and telling me, oh, we're on the cruise. We've served the food. And so it's not dying at all.
Oh, that's really great. And as you say, it is hard work. Here, listen to Walter.
It's all Eskimo power. It's all, we don't use machines. We use block and tackle. Yeah, you got to drag it to the edge of the ice where you're going to pull it up, and we use manpower.
Eskimo power. Did you see some of that in action? And how big are these whales?
So the whaling actually happened a while ago, and they finished up, and then the captains who were successful, because there's actually a lot of crews, decide when the festivals are in the end of June. So I never saw them pulling the whale up, although I certainly saw boxes and boxes of meat. They like to go for the smaller whales, so more like the 30-footers. They had a 20-some-odd-foot one, and everyone was like, oh, it's so tender. Sometimes they get up to like 50-foot, but they prefer not to just because they're bigger and they're tougher. Think about it. It's a bowhead whale. It's huge, and they have so much meat and so much fat, and they use all of it.
And what's the best sort of side dish to have with your whale, Ann Hillman?
You know, I'm not a Inupiaq, but all of the people I talk to really like, basically, it's fermented whale meat and muktuk, which is the skin and the blubber. Basically, they take the meat, the skin and the blubber, the tongue, and the heart and the kidneys, and they mix it with blood, and they ferment it over a few days, and they love it.
Wow.
Like, my friend who I was with was just downing plates of it, and they get so excited about the mikiyak. But not being from here, it was a little harder for me in the stomach.
An acquired taste. Ann Hillman is a contributor to the Alaska Public Radio Network, exploring the whaling festivals in full swing in northern Alaska. Thanks, Ann.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.